It's time to take a quick look on KTWH at the COVID-19 situation nationally in the state of Minnesota and around the northeast corner of the state, specifically in Lake County. We now have through the web aggregator ncove2019.live reports that we've had over 76 million COVID cases in the U.S., and they are reporting we've now reached almost 914,000 deaths due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationwide, cases and hospitalizations are declining. Average daily deaths are still increasing, nearing 2,200 a day. Every state is still experiencing a high level of community transmission, according to the CDC. And the news is out in the last 24 hours that Pfizer is expected to request emergency use authorization for a vaccine for children younger than 5 years of age this month. More than 1.3 million reported cases have been seen in Minnesota, along with more than 11,400 reported COVID deaths. Minnesota saw more than 275,000 new COVID cases in January, the highest monthly total for the pandemic. However, hospitalizations or deaths have not been as high as they were in November of 2020 before the vaccines became available. There's currently a backlog of approximately 15,000 additional reports awaiting to be processed by MDH. These are COVID-19 confirmed case reports. That is down significantly from last week, but is still a dramatic number of cases that have to be processed. As of now, we're reporting 1,899 cases cumulatively in Lake County during the pandemic, at least 133 of those new cases in the last week, which is up from 119 cases the week before and 61 the week before that. It's the second week in a row that we've had an all-time pandemic high weekly total. Lake County has recorded 404 new cases during the month of January. If we look at Lake County's cases based on the specimen collection date, it appears that cases may have peaked between January 10th and 18th, but this may not be accurate due to the incomplete data that we referred to with 15,000 cases awaiting review. The 14-day case rate for January 16th through 29th is 164. That's up slightly from 160 a week before, but down from an incremental total of 202 that was seen last Thursday. There have been two new reported hospitalizations this week, bringing the pandemic total to 57. No new reported deaths. The Lake County death total for COVID is 26. And as of the end of January, 74.8% of the eligible 5 and over population in Lake County has received at least one dose, and 71.3% of the population has completed the vaccine series. Public Health will be distributing 5,000 N95 masks to the public at various locations in Lake County starting later this week. KTWH is standing by to give more details on that distribution. As of Monday, January 31st, Two Harbors High School was reporting 11 positive cases, down 20 from the number the prior Monday, and there are still 22 students quarantined versus 36 in quarantine the week before. Omicron may have peaked, but the risk to those without immunity is still very real, and the demand for testing at Lakeview remains high. Volunteers to staff testing at our Lakeview Hospital and Clinic are still needed. You should check out the information on the ktwh.org homepage if you'd like to find out how you can help the citizens in our area during this phase of the pandemic. We have no information in this report about the status of our Lakeview Hospital in terms of how their staffing levels have been maintained during this phase of the surge and their ability to efficiently care for the patients that they have, whether COVID patients or others. We'd like to thank Lake County Public Health and Lisa Hansen, Director of Health and Human Services, for the information that was primarily used in this broadcast. This is Leo Babu reporting for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.